It's probably not news to anyone that Hollywood is filled with narcissists. We tend to see the world through a tightly focused lens. Everything that has an impact on us, our livelihoods, and our industry is rendered in crisp, sharp lines, and everything else, everything that is that has no direct effect on us or our little corner of show business, is a fuzzy, indistinct blob. But that may be changing. I had lunch this week with a film producer I've known for many years. I got to the restaurant a few minutes early. Well, honestly, I got to the restaurant exactly on time, but producers are dependably 15 to 20 minutes late, so on time counts as early, and I parked myself at the bar with a Diet Coke and watched the news on the TV hanging near the bar. So when my friend finally arrived for lunch, I had caught up on all the important news of the world: which actors were entering rehab, which films were moving up in the Oscar odds-making, which actresses were accused jewel thieves, which designers made it to the red carpet, you know, the important news. But my friend joined me at the bar for a moment. He then uttered a sentence you don't often hear in Beverly Hills, California. Pointing to the TV above the bar, he asked the bartender, "So, do you guys get Al Jazeera?" Now, apparently he and the rest of his office had been glued to Al Jazeera TV all morning, as the events in Cairo had been unfolding. In fact, he had a slightly dismissive tone to his voice when he asked me, "So you've just been watching show business news all this time? You do realize, don't you, that Egypt is in turmoil? You haven't felt small until a movie producer questions your values." "Yes," I said in a small, chastened voice. I read about it this morning in the newspaper." "The newspaper?" he scoffed. "The newspaper? That's old news before they print it. Al Jazeera is all over this story. It's totally kicking CNN's butt, if you ask me. And Fox News? What a joke. Thank God for Al Jazeera's English channel. Totally up to the second." I nodded. "I'll bet you aren't even following the Egypt hashtag on Twitter," my friend accused. Now, I admitted I wasn't, but he took my iPhone and began making the proper adjustments to my Twitter app. But by the time he handed it back to me, I was, in fact, deeply absorbed by the Al Jazeera coverage on the TV above the bar. My friend was right. It was much better than anything available on American TV. Now, by that time, a sizable crowd had gathered around the bar TV. A lot of people, including me and my friend, elected to take their lunch in the bar area for a better view of Al Jazeera's live pictures from Tahrir Square, the tiny insular village of Hollywood, made up, as we all know, of the most self-absorbed and provincial princelings, was having its bubble gently burst by a foreign news agency, which, until a few years ago, wasn't even available to American TV viewers. Agents, managers, producers, writers, we were all there in the bar of a swish Beverly Hills restaurant, joining the rest of the world and watching Al Jazeera. Every big world story is also a big media story. How we learn things about our world, who tells us the information, who shows us the pictures, who helps us understand what's happening, and especially who we learn it from, are almost as compelling as the events themselves. If the first Gulf War back in 1991 was the coming of age of CNN, its first big step onto the world's TV screens, then the events in Egypt and the simmering unrest in that region, 20 years later, is Al Jazeera's moment. Sometimes getting a different perspective on the world doesn't require getting on a 747. Sometimes all it requires is a few clicks of a TV remote control.